Blood sugar, and to get up and make your body move and increase your metabolism. That's why we choose the kinds of music we do, because of the notes in it, our body loves them. This is Vocal Profiling Live. You're listening to BBS Radio. I'm Sherry Edwards, your host, and I have some wonderful people with us tonight. Beth, a co-host, is here again. Don't you look gorgeous? All made up today.
Fix my hair.
They made us wear, they made me do some makeup because somebody wrote in and said I look pale. So we decided that we ought to do something about my health. But I feel very, very guilty. We're getting some directions from our producer, Cassie, over here in the corner. I feel very, very guilty when I go do something for myself. Because, take a massage or whatever. That's a half hour that I couldn't spend helping a mother with their kid. Or right before the show, we had a person call, and her brother has metastasized cancer, lung cancer. And we were talking about what we could do with this particular technique of vocal profiling. And we got so involved in how to help him and where our practitioners are to help, I didn't even get her name. So thank you, whoever that was that called. Because that's what I would like. I would like them to call us when they need help. And he just found out, and she called us first. Isn't that an awesome thing that the word is getting around? Thank you, audience. The word is getting around, and it's getting around because Ben, who's behind the camera here, has been doing some wonderful videos and putting them on YouTube about us and who we are. And I asked Ben to speak with us on the air tonight, and he said, I can't, I'll go hold the camera. So, Ben, would you talk to us about why you are so committed to doing this, why you want people to see this, why you're putting on YouTube, which is a people place, and BBS Radio, the radio of the people?
Well, I just think it's really awesome what it is. It's breaking... Hard to hear myself, the mic. But it's awesome what it is. You sound like cracking reality, that this is how
the universe
should be working.
Cracking reality, awesome.
Yeah, and I think that's what's awesome when you find little connections between frequencies, like bone mixture with calcium and magnesium. It looks like this is the way the universe is kind of set up, and the potential to help heal us in the universe, you know, would be awesome. I don't know. I'd love to be able to help get this out there to the public. And then YouTube is a great place, like, for the people, by the people.
And everybody watches it.
And some of your professors have brought their groups here to help make movies more authentic, because we can create character by massaging their voice with a soundboard and make them a nasty person or a nice person. We even did a movie with one of the kids and made a bicycle a bicycle squeak, either very loving or very antagonizing. It was an awesome thing to do, and this technique has been used with commercials. The little raisin commercial. Now, I don't remember what the commercial is. That's terrible. But these little raisins dancing.
Yeah, California raisins.
Well, that was done with our technique of putting the music behind it to match what was going on for the idea. And that's been what we've been doing last week. And Ben, you took last week's show, cleaned it up, and what'd you do with it?
It is on YouTube, and you can find it at www.youtube.com/soundhealth, all one word.
I think we have that on our little thing here. Is this it?
Yep, that's it.
YouTube, www.youtube.com/soundhealth. And there's lots of videos on there, isn't there? last week we started a little mini-series. We have a set of sonal cards where we represent what each note means. And the note that we just played with Otmar Liebert is this note of D. It represents orange. It stimulates your appetite. Think about McDonald's and Burger King and all those who use the orange against you. Digestive enzymes, it's glycine, methionine, DHEA, anti-aging, water, hydrochloric acid, lots of things. So they wanted to talk about more of these this evening. We got to, I think, D last week. We're going to go through some more as we work our way through the show today. Also in the studio, we have some students and a teacher. This is class week at Sound Health, where we teach people to do these kinds of techniques. Madeline is with us. Madeline, you're from?
I'm from.
Come closer.
I'm,
you can just lean over if you want. Come on.
I am from Lake Tahoe on the Nevada side, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be here.
Thank you, Sherry. And we're going to talk about later what you learned in class?
I am going to talk about what we've learned in class, share some of the wonderful techniques and actually mind stretching, thinking outside the box and helping people to be more proactive in their own health issues and giving them ideas and modalities that they can integrate in their own lives.
And when you come back, you're going to talk about that guy who threatened at the hotel.
And that's really okay. Actually, it's a cute story. When I come back, I'll share that.
Okay, all Danny, right. You've been with us, what, a year and a half or so, and you were doing student teaching this week? And
yes.
Learning to take this out on your own. And tell us a little bit more about you.
I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
You're a little louder.
You know me, I can't talk loud.
She's from Columbus. She's a realtor. We love her.
Was a realtor.
Well, in this day, being a realtor is not a good thing.
No.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. Do you know in Bush's speech, and that's, we talked about this last week, he sent like $60 billion over to third world countries for their housing. And when I said that to you this afternoon, you went, ah! And you talked about a story about $64 billion and what
right.
it could do. Are you willing to be passionate and share that?
Sure.
Go.
I heard on a program where they calculated the total total of the mortgages owed on properties. And about 2 years ago, they could have paid off every mortgage in the United States for $64 billion. Now it's $100 billion. So, they can take care of the problem.
What do you think about Bush sending millions, billions, billions over to foreign aid for better housing?
Better housing? What a joke. What, take care of things here?
And no housing or better housing? Is that what we're looking at?
I don't understand.
Well, if people lose their house, there's no housing.
There's no housing.
So we send money over to another country for
right.
better housing.
For better housing.
Kind of nuts, huh?
Are we supposed to move there?
Hey,
might be better.
That's a good idea. We can start a new trend here. Thank you, Danny. We'll come back and you can tell us about a little bit about you being in class and what you did. And we have Tommy with us in the audience. Tommy is a musician, and he helped write a song or sing a song about us. We decided, Cassie and I decided today, to take that Sherry song and make it our theme song.
Okay.
Because we are forever looking for music to go with Vocal Profiling
Live.
Well,
we can do it right. I get Mortonette Stevens, who helped on singing the backing vocals. We've got to get her in on that.
Okay. Do you think we can do that?
Sure.
Will you be ahead of that project?
I sure can.
And you're here because you love it.
I love it. I love being here. And it's always something new when you come here. It's just continually a fascinating thing to be here, and I just get drawn here like a moth to the light, and this is the light right here.
Oh, wow.
And so anyway, there's always something new, and someone has said recently, I think one of your other students has said that it's just a constant thing it's never the same drill with Sherry. It's always going to be something new, new tidbits, a new wealth of knowledge that she's given every student here.
Gosh, I love Student Week. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
As most of our, what do we call them, old-time listeners? What do you call people?
Veteran
listeners? People who've been with us a long time, they know that on Vocal Profiling Live, it's an outgrowth of a class that these guys are involved with. and that we take a vocal print. We have you call us up on the phone, and you can do these appointments other times. They don't need to be just on the phone. You call us up on the phone, you talk into this little microphone, and you tell us kind of anything that you want to tell us, and we look at it and see what's going on. We can look at hearing this way, and we can look at diet this way. We just did somebody's golf swing and was able to tell them what was muscles going on with his golf swing were an issue. And we can't do really, really serious things over the phone, but we have a way to get a vocal print or get you to send us a vocal print and do it seriously. And we can't give you sound over the telephone. It's not enough range in the sounds that happen. So on this show, we do it for fun because we know that whoever controls your health controls you. Wow, that was a bright light. What happened there? You put that up. Oh, thank you, Beth.
You're welcome.
Whoever controls health controls the people. And we have a plan to put the health of people back into their hands. And so we've been giving away this little nano voice, N-A-N-O voice, one word, nanovoice.org. There it is. And people have downloaded this thousands of times. And last Friday, somebody finally got fed up with us trying to help people and put the power back to the people, and they bombed our website. They bombed the nano manual. Not the nanovoice.org, the download's still there, but they bombed the site with the manual on. And we haven't been able to get it back up because somehow they stole or took the codes to allow us to get into our own .com. And you know what I think about that? I think we must be powerful people. If somebody wants us off the air that bad, well, they do want us off the air. We got kicked off of a couple shows and then later found out it was death threats. But we're here because we're telling the truth and we're handing you a way to know the truth. And we love that idea. So the little nano voice manual, if you want it, you'll need to call us. Yeah, I put it up. That's the number to call in for the show tonight. One back one, I think, or up one. There's the phone number. 740-698-9119. Call us and we will email you the manual. Now note that this is a program that costs hundreds of dollars. The manual is 30-some pages of color, diagrams, and information on how to use the nano voice, and we will put you in a class on how to use it, and it's all free. And why? Because this information has been around a long, long time, and I feel very honored just to be able to be the person to put it in a computer so we can share it with everyone. And the word is getting out. A call today from Qatar. Maybe I'm pronouncing that wrong. They pronounce it Qatar. Qatar. They want us to come and do a show. For those of you, I hear the phones ringing off the wall downstairs.
This is the calling hour.
Yes, we're open 9 to 5. We're all up here in the studio. There's nobody downstairs in the office. So leave us a message, those people who are calling. But we just, back to what I was saying, we got a call from Qatar, from their national health, I forget what they exactly called it. National Health Group Organization, and they want us to come over and do a project with their children that they're having a lot of trouble with, diabetes, and it's genetic diabetes with their kids. And we're going to put a team together, and we're going to go do that. Isn't that awesome? And they're seeing as part of it as this vaccination, they're seeing as a result of the vaccination. I love that idea. Being able to put a team together to go teach that country how to take care of this. What could be more simple? Math-based medicine. If one and one is not two, then you've probably got something wrong in your system. We help you put it back. We entrain your brain with frequency. There's three stages. You do evaluation by taking your vocal print and looking at it, and that's what we're doing with Vocal Profiling Live. do formulation in training people in class. That's what class members, and this, these are just a few of the class members that were hardy and stayed around this evening. So we teach you to look at the frequencies from the voice. Sound is frequent. Sound is light. Sound is color. Sound is emotion, or frequency is emotion. Everything that happens is frequency. So we teach you to do that formulations, and then we teach you to give sounds to people. And that's the presentation part of what we do. And that's where we actually reverse the disease. No, I shouldn't say it that way. We help your body reverse disease by giving you the frequencies that your brain needs, your brain entrained to them, takes them into your body through the skin, and helps reestablish your body. And in doing that, we've been able to do things like help the body reverse macular degeneration, multiple sclerosis, emphysema, ADD, autism, leukemia. Come on out here. Help. Oh, I said MS. Broken bones, accident victims. What'd you say, Dan? Leaky gut. Boy, the phones are still ringing off the hook. This is great. What?
Fibromyalgia.
That's a big one. That's Madeline's going to do a project on fibromyalgia because we found the frequencies that will help alleviate that pain. That's one of the things that we're going to talk to Madeline about, going out into her community and beginning to work with people with fibromyalgia. We're establishing a national organization of bioacoustic professionals, and that's what we call this field, bioacoustic biology. So just in the shows that we've been doing and what Ben has put up on YouTube, it's been like a waterfall. It's, you know, a little trickle, and now it's like all coming in. I love it. So our number to call us tonight, is that up here?
One back. There we go.
If you want to call us tonight, and maybe we can get to you, maybe we can't, if you're excited about it, we'll do a nano voice, 740-698-0670. That's directly into our studio. We'll take your print right here, kind of off camera, but we'll take the print. It's kind of down there on a table so the phones won't interfere with each other. But we are going to try to get through a lot of material that we started on last week. So back to the front here if we can. This is where we're coming to you from, an old school that we love in Albany, Ohio, southeastern Ohio, poverty-stricken Appalachia. You wouldn't think anything new would come out of here, but this is the national headquarters. You know, I forgot about this.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to have, we had some really nice comments. It's too little for me to read without my glasses. Okay.
We got a good one.
We got a good one. The old school of new thought.
Yes.
Old school of new thought. That's good. This comment is my favorite one. It's by Kathy Green, 23. Thanks, Kathy. Says, your analysis makes perfect sense, talking about President Bush. This man spent his youth using drugs and alcohol, and when he speaks, he does not seem all there. How neat that the voice can reveal so much about a person. As this science becomes known, politicians are going to have to watch out. I have to follow your work. It is brilliant. Kathy. Thank you, Kathy.
Yeah, just put on speaker. Hello, hello, caller.
Hello. Hi.
We got some wires wound up here. Hold on a minute. I need to make a comment, and we'll get right back to you.
Okay.
I don't necessarily agree with what Kathy says. I don't know about some of this. I love it that she thinks we're brilliant. That Bush is not all there when he speaks. That's her opinion, and we can't claim it. But we have lots of other comments here, some good, some bad. And for those of you who write bad comments and tell us there's a problem, we'd appreciate it if you'd also put a solution in there. And if we're doing something wrong, we want to know about it.
And make sure it pertains to the show that you're writing about.
Yeah, there's some woozies on there. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. My name is Nan.
Nan, okay. And you want your voice done?
I would like that very much.
Okay, we got to get out of this little PowerPoint here. Nano voice on here? Here it is. Okay, this is the one that you guys can have for your very own. Nan, why do you want a voice print?
For lots of reasons, I'd like to know I can avoid my allergies and what's going on with me. It would be really nice.
Okay. Okay, if she has allergies, then a noted E is going to be in stress, like E and G sharp. Okay, we have a whole, we have a new program. Just hold it there. We have to sort of...
And wait, I would love to know why I'm gaining weight when I eat not so much.
Okay, we'll look at your weight, too. Okay, are you... I'm going to tell you just in a minute to talk to me, and then you're going to talk to me for 500 little sound bites. See this? Can you see us on the screen? Are you joining us?
I'm listening on the radio, but I don't know how to get to you.
You could have announced that. VBSradio.com. Are you near your computer?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just VBSradio.com, and we'll come back to you as soon as you're up, okay?
I'm on there. I just, all I see is the where I clicked into your show, but I don't see...
It's station two. Did you go to station two at the top?
Two.
And make sure it's vocal profiling live, because there are two shows on there.
I clicked to listen to...
click to listen. Cassie, can you take this call over in the corner until... You see us?
No, I don't see the video. Should I click your picture? I'm afraid to go out of your show if I...
Okay, Cassie is going to pick up the phone and carry it over in the corner and show you how to get on while we go on with the show, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll come back to you once you're up.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Pick it up and you should be okay. Just take it over there in the corner and help her get on the air.
Bye.
I love having a producer. Okay, we talked about where we're from. And this is the little Nano Voice that you can download. It's what we're going to do just in a minute with Nan. And with Nan with a Nano Voice.
Yeah.
That's good. And this is the reason we're doing it. We're going to get back to where we were. This is some information for those of you watching us. The top one is where you can watch all, you took all of last week's show, Ben, and reduced it to about 10 minutes or so. And then this show that you're watching now, you'll be able to see it later on Ustream TV channel sound-health. I keep forgetting that this is radio and people can't see what I'm pointing to. So www.u/channel/sound-health. And we also have a free class that you can just give us a call about that, 740-698-9119. We'll come back to this one because this is some places we're going to be in Boulder and Santa Fe next month. But we want to talk a little bit about what each of these notes mean that we're going to look at in Nan's voice. The note is C, C-sharp, D, D-sharp, and E is where we would tend to find, she said, allergies. Wet, moist tissues. Can you go to the next one and we'll look at A and G sharp? And then down here where we're looking at A and A sharp, you see a lot of allergies, but if it's allergies associated with mucus, it's going to be G sharp here. No, that's okay. Isn't somebody calling downstairs again? Okay. Okay, this is what it's going to look like when we do Nan's voice. It's going to come up in either blue, green, yellow, or red. In this case, this is McCain's and Obama's voice and how much they are alike in the note of E, which represents words and moisture and talk, wet, moist tissues, your nose, your lungs, your throat. So let's see if Nan's ready. Is Nan ready to go? Okay, let's minimize this. Okay, we ready?
Absolutely. And take down the notes on the show. Okay, I'm going to put you back on speaker now. Okay. All right.
Okay,
Nan's on speaker, and she's not able to see it, but it's so small it's hard to see anyway if you have it pulled up with that Vera. So I told you, it's about 30 seconds. She just needs to keep talking until we stop.
Are you ready to do that, Nan?
Oh, sure.
Okay, I'm going to punch a microphone and make sure we have the right mic. Okay, start talking to me.
Okay, I've had allergies most of my life, and the most important thing is that...
I'm getting absolutely no signal, guys.
Can you talk? Anyway, I don't know don't know if I'm supposed to continue.
Yes, you're supposed to continue.
Okay. So I've had all these allergies all my life, but lately I'm great in the summer and spring, but as soon as the autumn starts in, I start to feel terrible all over the week, and I have drips, which makes me I don't feel like myself at all. It affects my entire nervous system, including my brain.
Okay, we got it.
Can
you hold that while I stretch this out so people can see it more? We got it.
Wait, the other thing is...
Man, we got it.
Oh, we got it.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, we also use this as a little teaching scenario of what's going on. So at the top, you'll see two numbers. On her notice C, there's a 37 and a 43. 43 means total number of hits. 37 is the highest note. In her case, it's C. But look at her C and her A sharp. Her A sharp is a 13, and 44 is normal. So A sharp is the genetic ability to use carbohydrates. You 37 and 42, your ability to produce the diastase to create the enzymes for carbohydrates is almost normal, but your ability to use enzymes is non-existent. So you have a genetic issue with the inability to process carbohydrates.
Wow.
So is your skin look kind of puffy?
I feel puffy all down my arms, my whole. I'll get it to this feeling of total puffiness, and I never could figure out what it is.
Well, it's genetic. A sharp, and you have 13 score out of 44 is a genetic ability to process carbohydrates. Now, this is not something that we can fix over the phone or tell you to go get an enzyme. You're going to have to go see your nearest bioacoustic practitioner, because I don't know of anybody else that can stimulate the proteins to make a gene behave. That's one of the projects that we have done. Nan, where are you?
I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey. We may have somebody that is close to you in New Jersey. So when we get finished, don't hang up. I'm going to send you over to Cassie, and she's going to get your email so we can send you over to a practitioner in New Jersey. Okay, now we're going to go look at your weight. The three notes that we look for people in weight is D sharp, E, and F. Your F is 60. Have more F than you need, and that's serotonin. So your serotonin is a little high. Do you have trouble going to sleep and waking up?
Not lately, but I used to. I mean, I go in and out of that with seasons.
Okay. Also, E is 38-51. E looks pretty normal, and this is norepinephrine. But your dopamine, the signal to your brain for satiation, dopamine you can get, I think, from chocolate. Here's an esoteric piece of information. Dopamine is the hormone, and it's also a neurotransmitter that goes very, very high when you're in love. And chocolate is full of the ability of the body to make dopamine. So here is Valentine's Day, and take your girl chocolates. So you're trying to give her as much dopamine as possible so that bonding thing will kind of happen. But your dopamine is very, very low. I do not have my notes in front of me of what foods deal with dopamine, but we'll turn you over to Cassie, and she'll get your email. We'll send that out to you tomorrow. Your ability to not digest carbohydrates is also associated with your ability to get rid of mucus in your system, because that's probably the trash that's being created from the carbohydrates. I will bet you, Nan, if you will go off any carbohydrates, I want to say man-made carbohydrates, for 3 days, you'll notice an improvement in your ability to breathe and get upstairs and that kind of thing. And by man-made carbohydrates, I'm talking about cake, crackers, pizza, bread.
I don't eat a lot of that, but now to remind me, I'll go off and try. I've done with that, but none at all. Still, you know, have some trouble.
Well, if that's...
Great start.
Well, let's look at it after you've gone off of it for about 3 days. Call us back. We'll make you an appointment, and we'll do a real appointment in the lab downstairs. So our number here is 1-800-919. Call and talk to Bailey, and she'll make an appointment. I don't know if there's any room next week, and then I'm on a 3-week tour, so I don't know how quick we can get you in, but we likely can get you into somebody near you in New Jersey. We have several practitioners there. Okay?
That has something to do with the weight as well as the allergies?
Yeah, I think the allergies are a big problem. Okay, we're going to shift you over to...
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Let us know what happened. Okay, Seth is telling me that we have a caller on line 2.
Hello, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Thanks for calling
Hi.
Us. Can we help you with something?
Thank you.
Pardon? Do you want your voice in? Do you want to hear
yes,
your voice?
Please.
Okay. Are you ready?
You're breaking up every once in a while.
Okay, I just moved the phone, so that's probably the issue. We need to go up here and put in Nan on air because we're going to lose this if we don't. Just N-A-N, I guess, is on air, and we'll know to keep it.
Okay.
We have to put in a date of birth, or it won't let us put in. Sinus allergies and weight is what she wanted. So go up here and quick this little. It's really easy program.
I'll just put mine in.
Just put 12-12-12. That tells the computer we don't have her birthday. We'll ask her when she calls.
12-12-12. Okay.
That's good. So you just hit it up there, and then you have to put in another name.
Nope.
Oh, up
right
here.
I can't. It's in the way. Here we go.
This one.
Here.
Yeah. Click there. And just put it Nan on the air so we can find her when she calls tomorrow. And give her the information she needs.
Okay.
Okay. And now we're going to do Jackie. So you just say new. Tommy.
Hello.
Hold on a second, Jackie. Tommy, somebody's calling and calling. I don't know if it's an emergency or what, but can you see if it's an emergency? People are calling downstairs. Let's put her name in first. Is J-A-C-K-I-E?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we'll just put Jackie on air. Are you watching us?
Mm-hmm.
All right. When's
I'm
your
listening.
Birthday? When's your birthday?
212.
212?
Uh-huh. 51.
51? Okay.
Uh-huh.
You know you can watch us do this right on the air if you have a computer.
You're kidding. Where is that?
Go to bbsradio.com.
Okay, I'm listening to you there. I didn't know I could see you.
Go to station 2 and you should be able to see us. When you first open it up, just go to station 2 and you should be able to see a little, it looks like a little TV screen there. And you can watch your own print done. You ready to go?
I can't see you. Huh, I wonder why. I'm just listening to you. I can't see it.
Okay, we'll just listen and you can try to get on later, okay? You're going to talk to me. Just start talking to me about anything, your day. No hems and haws. Keep talking, even if I don't know what to talk about. And don't
stop. Okay, well, I'll talk about that.
Go.
I think that I'm in pretty good health.
Okay, go.
Okay, I'll talk about the fact that I think I'm in pretty good health, but then my brother just passed away from lung cancer, which came out of the blue and roared through his system like a wildfire. So, you know, we're all pretty upset in our family that this has happened to this wonderful man. But, 'cause he's perfectly healthy. So I'm...
Okay, we got 500. And I'm sorry you had to go through that. My mother died of lung cancer, so I know how hard it can be. When there
I'm
is
sorry.
A roaring cancer like that, it usually is tryptophan that has an issue. We've been able to template disease and look at this many people who had this kind of cancer and this many people who had this and on. And so we've been able to make a math matrix of what was happening. And we're able to help other people with that. We've got about, I think they said a couple of thousand templates for different things. Scleroderma, different kinds of lung cancer. A lot of times lung cancer is the inability to process calcium. So let's look at your vocal print. You are a multitasker. but your main issue is to run it through your logic and your brain. You very seldom make a decision irrationally. You have very low red here, and red is like a fireman that is doesn't care for their own safety, but they run in a building because they know what that's what needs to be done. You have very little of that.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of think. Your highest think is A, spirituality. Normal is about 44. You have a score of 122. Let's look at her printout, and let's read you a little bit about what the computer says about you. Oh, you have to save it first. So just Jackie on air so we can remember her. And we're going to ask you to call us back tomorrow and give us your email address so we can send this report to you. Okay, so.
Oh, great. Thank you.
So this is your personality. Your reputation is very important to you. You will go to great lengths to protect it. Your stamina to get things accomplished is admirable. You can be fussy about your physical space. It needs to satisfy no one but you. Sometimes you spend a lot of energy trying to get even the smallest detail right for the first time. Is that you, Jackie?
That sounds pretty good. Yeah.
Are you surprised that a computer would tell you that?
I'm very surprised. I am.
Everything that happens to you goes through your vocal cords and your recurrent laryngeal nerve straight to your brain. And everybody really knows about this. They just don't think they do. We talk about people going through, or young men going through puberty and their voice changing
mm-hmm.
in response to hormones. Well, we've just taken
mm-hmm.
that a step further, and we look at people's proteins and nutrients and everything, not just the hormones. We've broken the code. We call these vocal codes, and we've been able to put that into a math matrix and come up with templates. And this one is for personality. We have one for leadership.
Mm-hmm.
We're writing one right now for compatibility. There's some other things that your printout says. You sometimes do too much for others in the hopes of helping them change. You may be caught once in a situation but aren't often caught twice without a proper answer. When in doubt, have the courage to go to the source and ask for clarification. So that's another
mm-hmm.
paragraph in your report. We'll send it all to you if you just give us your email address off the air or call us back
okay.
tomorrow. You can also go to our website, Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, Nutrasound.com. There's a lot of information there about each of these notes that we have talked to you about. There's profiles for other people. You can look and see what we're doing. And you can also go to that address on Ustream, ustream.org.tv. Let's see if we can get it back up. Open this down here again. Oh, it's not going to. Oh, you have to get rid of her printout here. While you're doing that, I'll talk to people about one of the reasons we're giving away this Nano Voice manual and class and computer program is because we think when people really look at this and realize that information about them, accurate information about them, appears in their vocal codes, they're going to begin
yes.
to look at this as something very serious. But we know this
mm-hmm.
anyway. Have you ever talked to somebody and you just knew they weren't telling you the truth or knew they were trying to skirt an issue? We really
yes.
have that. A lot of us have that intuitive sense, but we can't prove it because their words they're speaking are different from the way the words are spoken is telling us. So here's
mm-hmm.
an address for you. www.stream.tv. /channel/sound-health-hour. But we'll also send that to you when we send you your report tomorrow. And part of this, I don't know if your part of this will be up on YouTube, but Ben is doing an incredible job. He's got a two-camera shoot going on here. And we're going to put this, make it into a show because we're trying to educate people about this. The more people know about it, the more they believe it, the more we'll see the change, because belief has to come first before change, unless it's some catastrophic event, and we just really don't want a catastrophe.
We'd rather not.
Yeah, we'd just rather not do that to you. The other thing
That's
that
right.
people can look at is we have this set of Sono cards. It's a card, and these happen to be a full-page size. What was her note? Her biggest...
Spirituality.
Her A? The note of A was your highest note, so I'm going to look at a little bit about the note of A. A is management. So the idea of taking care of resources is really a strong point for you. And I
can't find it.
And you do it logically, and you also can multitask and bring in many pieces at once, but ultimately you're going to make the most logical choice for the most logical, for the most people. So we call these sono cards. I put my glasses on here and look at a little bit of what's going on. Magnesium is a stressor for people who have a lot of A. Some shoulder muscles. Looks like there's a lot of knee and lower than the knee issues with the note of A, too, and yours is too high. So there may be... Okay, thank you for your call, Beth. Appreciate it.
Oh, Sherry, thank you very much.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay,
We need to go back and save hers. We have a recalcitrant computer here, don't we?
I'd like to work with it.
Okay, punch that and we'll save that on the air. Okay, let's try it.
Already saved.
Okay. Let's go back to the PowerPoint. We haven't even got to Bush's speech yet. Kathy, do you still have the WAV file of his speech that we're going to play a little bit out of?
Do you want to do it right now?
Yes. Can you play a little bit of it now, the speech that we evaluated? This is Bush's White House summit on foreign... We need to take this over there because you can't hear it. Yeah, come over there.
From fostering good governance and reform to alleviating hunger and disease to advancing education, prosperity, and justice, our new approach to development has shown inspiring signs of success. This success can be reversed. The cost of abandoning our commitments would be far higher than the cost of fulfilling them.
The president also spoke.
Okay, we began to look at that to see if he was being deceptive, and he is. So we have a really easy example here of deception. And this deception we're talking about is a vocal print of Nicole Wallace, and she is McCain's senior advisor. And for those of you watching us on the air, noted E is gone, totally 00 hits, and that's faith in your own words is the noted E. And in A sharp is its balancer, and A sharp is sky high. So what she's saying, what she really means from her soul, is not balanced. And the question that was asked of her is, this thing that McCain is saying about Obama doesn't understand, was that rehearsed? And she responded to Dana Rash that was interviewing her, we didn't have time to rehearse. And that we didn't have time to rehearse, poppycock, they did too. That's deception. Now, here's one where she's telling the truth. And they ask her something about Obama. She has more faith in her words here because here's the E. And the A sharp, see how balanced they are? I don't remember what she asked, what they asked about Obama. I think she said, do you believe that Obama doesn't understand? And she was like, of course Obama doesn't understand. She went on with her little rehearsed speech, and she believes every word she said. She believes that her bashing of Obama is correct, but she does not believe in what she said about her own candidate and what the plans were correct. So a really easy way to see deception in the voice, E and A sharp. So here is Bush's deception. And if you can, we have a little clip of his deception. Did we? I give you the clip? Is that the one we just played? When you hear his voice get very flat like this, amplitude goes out of the voice. And if you're listening for it, you can hear it, and you know that that's the deception. They're trying to steer you someplace else. It's almost like they're reading. But this is his deception. Look at his A sharp. His belief in his own words is 0, 0, 0, 0. And he's talking about that we need to do this for better schools and better this and better this because we're better off and we have an obligation to give to the poor. He's not telling the truth. I see Madeline over there going, in the corner. But look at this high, high red. I hear that phone again. Talking off the cuff here. He is really trying to make a statement that he doesn't have a lot of knowledge behind. There's another one, and he's talking about, I can't read what this says up here. Can you read it on the
make it bigger?
So they can see yes. It
better.
Yeah. Here. I should have done that already.
Blessed Nation.
Oh, ebb and flow of the markets. That the ebb and flow of the markets should not depend on whether or not we give to third world countries. Now, I don't mind giving money, but not at the sacrifice of our own people. I remember a few years ago when I was in college, they decided to cut Planned Parenthood here. Not just cut it, they dissolved it. No more Planned Parenthood. And the very same week that they announced they're cutting our Planned Parenthood to nothing, and this is Appalachia, remember, Poverty, Ohio, they sent the same, like, $64 million to India to study birth control methods. Nothing, Tommy? Okay. We're getting a message from the audience here. So when he's talking about the ebb and the flow of the market should not make a difference as to whether we are a charitable person. Aren't we borrowing from China to give a tax rebate to our own people?
Mm-hmm. That's how we got it.
Then why is our tax money going to third world housing when our people need bailed out? And Madeline says, and they haven't even fixed Katrina yet. Absolutely correct. Charity starts at home, and that's Madeline over there in the corner.
We should put her. She should be over here.
Or she should be in one of those fighting ranks. See her over there? Look, E, now remember that there's only 162 hits here, so about 12, 13 hits is normal. So he's got about normal amount of hits in his E, but he's got many more in his A sharp, his balancer. Okay, if it would work across here. The faith he has is, this is a move that's going to work. Not that he knows it in his heart, because it'd be blue, but he's just sort of powering his way in to try to make people believe that this is going to work. It's just poppycock. The thing that hits me here is this very, very high D sharp. He's got 36 hits here, and D and D sharp is emotional management. So what is he trying to do here? He's trying to say the ebb and the flow of these markets, and I'm glad it came up a little. I haven't heard today, but yesterday it was up 900 points, so that's great. But this is emotional management based on hope that this is the right thing to do. So is he deceptive? If you were looking at that, and you said, this is based on hope that that's the right thing to do. Not really emotion. Look, non-emotional blue is no blue in here. He didn't do this based on emotion. He did it based on intellectual yellow management. That's incongruous to me. He's basing it on emotional manipulation of your emotions.
But he hasn't.
But he hasn't what?
He doesn't have any emotion.
Well, if there was blue here, it would show emotion. But he's
right.
Trying to manipulate you through planned words, through evaluative words, through the speech he's making. But when you hear the words, they sound emotional. But they aren't. So we want to look at this D-sharp and see what it does. Here's another one. We have a duty to help those less fortunate. Do we have a duty to help those less fortunate? Let's look. E is 13 and A sharp is 0. Does he believe what he's saying? No, he does not. What he believes here is F sharp and G. Very, very high. Normal here is going to be 12 notes. Yes, 36 in G. G is about physical environment. It's about enzymes. It's about using minerals. This is a speech he's giving about creating a pile of money to send to a third world country to help them get better housing. His wish here is based on some plan. F sharp is very high. So a carrying out of a plan into something physical, but it's all intellect. It's all yellow. Now look at the distance between his planning and carrying out his plan. He didn't plan this. This is somebody else's move. If he planned this, the F and the F sharp would be almost equal. We did not plan it. I don't know if we have time to do any more. Oh, there's the notes of C sharp and G. Those are base pairs, and they are not balanced. C sharp is fairness. Fairness about what he's building, not fair. We are being manipulated for an effect. But isn't that what politics is about anyway?
Mm-hmm.
That we're being manipulated for an effect. Can you go back and put our addresses on? We have a few minutes left. We have some other things to show you about these notes, about these Sono cards that you can call us about and get a set of the Sono cards for yourself. Just call Cassie at, she's going to put up the number here really soon. 740-698-9119. This information will be up on YouTube shortly, and we'll be able to talk about it. But I wanted to see if Madeline would come in and talk to us a bit about the class that she is taking to learn to do this. And by the way, thank you, the two people who agreed to take our scholarships. I could not believe that. When somebody gave us money for matching scholarships, people wouldn't take it because they were afraid. They said, no, I don't think I want to do that. It's like, we're giving you money to take a class. Come on. So having to beg somebody to take a class on this just seems crazy to me, as much as this is going to be a part of a new medicine and a way that people could help themselves. And we just had a meeting, a short meeting tonight, about they're saying that there's going to be pathogens released or poisons or bacteria released, and that we ought to put a little system together where we can talk to each other and give the frequency antidotes. I was getting the flu yesterday, and I took my Vocalprin, and I gave myself the antidote, and I had flu 2 hours, maybe, tops, where other people were having it for days. So the information is there for us to look at your Vocalprin and make antidotes for that easily. Actually, the country of Georgia, one of their people asked us to decode bird flu for them, and we did. So we have those frequencies. So, Madeline, we have just a few minutes left. Would you come in and talk about the class you're taking and what you did to this poor man at your hotel?
Well, actually, he was just a great young lad. Yes, I am here to, I am going through an addition to my life and changing careers. And I've always had a passion for holistic health and have went down the path, many avenues, to find that this is probably one of the most complete modalities for balancing your own health and learning all about it. So I've flown out here. I'm kind of a slow learner. I've taken the class probably 4 or 5 times. I'm an auditory learner. And so for me, listening to Sherry is one of the greatest gifts I have. I had a computer crash and lost all my material because I didn't back it up, and so I'm in the process of gathering vocal prints, and the place of which I'm staying is at the AmeriHost, and the young lad that was on duty that last night was, you know, curious to see what Tommy and I were doing with my computer. Anyways, I looked at him as he was on the phone and said, anyone do this? And he's shaking and said yes, and he comes over and he takes, you know, I take several prints of him, and he goes, you know, I don't believe in any of this. And I did do an invoice on him, and I let him read his results. And
yeah, that's a personality profile. They don't know about invoice. Invoice is the nanovoice's mother.
Okay. And it gives a personality profile. And as he read it, he goes, well, I don't believe it. Is this astrology? And I said, no, this isn't astrology. This is a mathematical equation. And to his amazement and delight, completely went, I'm blown away. This sounds just like, is very much like how I really am. And so I just think it's an opportunity for each person, you know, to really be able to be proactive in their own health and to have an opportunity with this nano voice. It's a gift. And blessings to you, Sherry, and to all of the staff here that is willing to put in extra time and energy. It's a pleasure and a gift to be here.
We should reduce this because there was writing all over your face.
That's okay. Very colorful.
So you're going to make a practice of this and see clients and...
Yes, I will.
You're going to work in a clinic in Southern California?
Southern California down. It's called Health Walk. And also you can check that out, healthwalk.com. And it is a state-of-the-art alternative health community that is being established there. And the way it is set up is fabulous. And local profiling has been a very part of it since its conception. And Mark Hines has been a sponsor of mine and a fan to help me to continue moving forward at a particular juncture in my life. So... lots of kudos to all of you.
And he sponsored you to come to class?
He did sponsor me to come to class a couple times. So thank you, Mark.
That's great. Are you interested in going to Qatar with us? And
I would absolutely, yes, I would be interested in going to Qatar. Well, it would be fabulous.
And work with the kids? And,
yes, absolutely.
And your fibromyalgia project, what are you going to do with that?
Well, my fibromyalgia project, as a result of first going to Health Walk and then coming here, I have personally experienced it. So, you know, I think once you have experienced something, you really have a greater understanding from the inside out. So for me, taking a research and using it as a research project is something that I have an interest in, because if it can help me, then there are a lot of other people that can be assisted in getting their own health back into balance. And
we helped you today, too.
You absolutely did. I have been in a lot of pain, and playing the proper notes after we did a vocal print definitely alleviated the majority of the pain that I was in, and I had greater fluidity in my movement. So I'm quite pleased with it.
Thank you, Madeline. I think we are out of time. I think we have a problem here with time. We have a message that we want to give you. It's way at the bottom here. Consider what kind of leaders you want in your community, what kind of leaders you want in your national White House, and we encourage you to get out and vote for about a minute, Gassy, if you want to keep up here. The right to vote has been hard fought. Women's vote, the rights of blacks to vote, of anyone to vote. It used to be only a landowner could vote. So there's been a lot of bloodshed over that right. This is going to be a close race, a historical race. We don't know what's going to happen, but whoever you're rooting for, even if you have to write in Ron Paul, which is what I'm going to do because that's where my heart is, and I need to vote my beliefs. Even if that vote is wasted, I think if enough of us are voting for Ron Paul, it's going to send a message, and I already think he has influenced the election by bringing a little bit more down home to the elections and the people, and I think that's why they brought in Palin.
He was on the news this morning.
Who?
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, what did he say?
He was speaking on the news. My fiancé talked straight through it. I couldn't hear a word he said. Because my fiancé was going on, you know, I hear that Ron Paul, he's highly educated. He's got several degrees, and here he's talking, and I can't hear a word.
He's an MD. He's delivers babies.
Mm-hmm.
Love him, but I think the reason he was put down is there would be a tremendous change all at once if Ron Paul got elected, and I think we're all scared of that. We kind of like the status quo. Well, the status quo is so shaky right now, but there's going to be a change. So join us next week. Thank all of you in the studio. I really appreciate you being here. Love BBS, but we got to go. We're out of time. Thanks for being with us.